Yeah, shalom. Okay, today Be'ez Hashem will be the last year for this chelak of our limud of Pasuk B'Cholov, even though we really technically finished Pasuk B'Cholov, but I wanted to pass Akum and Bishalakum are two topics that are very nogeya for Maisa. So somehow I wanted to make sure we included it, and as I said, if any of you would want to take the Rabbanut Bechina, so on the Issur Heter Bechina, they include Pasachim and Bishalachim, so in Stam, it's important to know. As we said, Be'ez Hashem, on June 2nd, we'll have the Bechina here, unless somebody's using their room at the time, or then we'll have it in some other room, but should do it together. And then June 3rd, that Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem, will begin the shiurim on Malicha Shechita and assorted topics, and somehow we'll figure out how to do it. The Rambam says, Erev Gitzayin Alokhates, Yeshem Dvarim, Achayim, Osru, Osam, Chacham, and Lachal Pishin, Isurin Iker Men HaTorah, Gozo Aleim Kedei Vesrachik Men HaAkum, Mitchell is Arvo Bahem Yisrael Yavo with the Chasas. They ain't also Lishna Sima in the field of Mokum Shein Lofash Liyay Nesach, Gozo Lachal Pita and Obishuleim, field of Mokum Shein Lofash Liyuleim. This is the Rambam we read yesterday, that you can have Pasakum and Bishulakum even in a situation where you know the ingredients are totally kosher. If a guy cooks something for you, or a guy, even though he doesn't cook it for you, a guy cooks something, that's also for you to eat. We'll have to see what the limitations are. But there is an issur of bishulachim. And this is the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah on Lamed Hey Amud Beis on page 2. He lists several things that are usur but not usur b'hana. Hashem and v'shlokos. So shlokos, that phrase shlokos is referring to something you cook. Tehainu b'shalakum. Why is there an issur of bishulakum? So Rashi writes, "Kol davar shebishlo ovei chachavim afilu bichli tohar v'kulu mishum chasnas." Kulu mishum chasnas. Rabbi Ganach is very fond of pointing out the other Rashi, that there seems to be an inconsistency in the Rashis. As the Rashi on page 3 here in Lamaches Amar Aleph on the top, Dibur Amaskel Midrabanan says, Shalai Yisrael Rogil Etzlo B'machal U'B'nishta V'yachilenu Dover Tameh. That Bishalakum, if you have Bishalakum, you'll come to the Rogil B'machal U'B'nishta, and he'll come to feed you tray food. There's a different, in other words, once you start eating, even if it's kosher, you know, start, okay, those are maybe two different reasons, but the ikar reason we always assume is mishum chasnas. I don't think it's so much of a nafkemina, but the reason is. The Gemara originally, as Tosis points out, thought maybe it's a din d'oraisa, because the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom on page 3, Vashlokas Manani Mili, Amar Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kro, Yochel Bekesef Tashmireni Vechalti, Umayim Bekesef Titein Li Vashosisi. So Kemayim, Ma Mayim Shol Nishtanu, Af Ochel Shol Nishtana. Just like Mayim is not nishtana, so too the only ochel that you can have from a goy is something that's not nishtana. So Tosus writes, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dividoi v'Talmud v'Shlokos v'Kofasover midaraisihi Shema Gzeira Kadmonisi. The fact that the Gemara had a Havamina that Bishalakum is a din daraisa, so it must have been a very early Gzeira. So early that they had a Havamina, it was a daraisa. So the Maskana, it's not a daraisa. Ela midrabanan, top line of Lama Chesamid Aleph, Ukras Machta Ba'alma. But it must have been, an early gzera. Okay. So we have to see what. Again, the same questions that we raised by Pasachim. What foods does it refer to? What exactly is included in this? So take a look on page 3, Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Amar of top line. Amar of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Amar Rav. Kol anecho kamo shu chai ein bo mishum bishul yachum. So there's anything that you could eat raw, like a chves. You can eat a carrot raw. So if the guy cooks the carrot, so that's not bishulakum because you could have eaten it raw. So kol anecho kamo shu chai ein bo mishum bishul yachum. B'sur maz nuhachi b'mdun tu maz nuhachi amar of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok amar Rav. Kol she'enu necha al shulchan melachim lafes bo'os hapas eimu mishum bishulayachum. So then we have a second klal that it has to be ole al shulchan melachim. So what does that mean that it has to be ole al shulchan melachim? It means some type of chashivas, some type of food that's chashiv. That literally means that it's that a king would serve it at a banquet, so to speak. The question is, is this to be taken literally? Like some people try to figure out, is this really a problem? Well, let's go and find out what they do in the White House. Will they serve this in the White House, and then we'll. So perhaps that's a derech to do it. Or one could maybe just say it's sort of a melitza. It's not, it just means that it's chashuv. We'll see that the Rambam says it means something that you would invite someone to your house for. Was you invite someone for your house just to eat potato chips? I don't know. Usually when you invite someone to your house, it's more chashuva food. If you take a look at the Lashon HaRambam on page 5, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Tezvav. Mehmet v'mamurim b'dovashu ola al shulchan malachim lechol bo sapas kon botsa beitzim dogim vel dove shein olo shulchan malachim lechol bo sapas kon to musim shokol som hafu vishay nacholim chayin harayin mitarm she ikar gzeir mishum chasna shalo yizam no akum etzlo besuda the dove shein olo shulchan malachim lechol bo sapas ein oda mazam menes chaveir olo has to be something that you would be mazamein your friend to eat. So it's a certain level of chashivas. We'll see more about that. Now, the Gemara also uses a lashon alafes bo'os hapas, and we have to see how that fits in. In other words, does that mean that it has to be something dafka you eat with bread? And if it's not something you eat with bread, then it's not included? Or, again, that's just Dibur HaKos of the Hove. In other words, it's something that normally that would give it chashivas, but say something that is chashiv that is not necessarily eaten with bread. In other words, maybe it's also included. In other words, we'll have to see. Is the lafe, how literal is this requirement of the lafes boas hapas?
And it says polshu kolanefam polshu taikin boshu bishule v'deikofam. So let's say if something is eaten raw, but like it needs to be prepared to a certain degree. Let's say fish. So like.
It means,
fish, but like, you know, they're not just going to take a bite out of.
It means that you can eat it raw. You can eat it raw. If you have to cook it, then even a little bit, at least the shear of machal ben dusai, at least if you need to do that, then it's not nechal kamo shulchai. Okay. Mai beinayu. So what's the nafkamina between, in other words, basically what the Gemara is going to say is, you could have a machal fulfills one, you know, of the standards and not the other. In other words, and the halacha, we assume that you have to fulfill both. But you get both kulas, we pass in the halacha. That either kula, if you have either kula operable, that's enough to be matir. So the Gemara says, Ikevinayat dogim ketanim va'ardi v'daisa. So Rashi says, "Va'ardi v'daisa, ein nacholim chayim, ve'in olim al shulchan melachim." Lishta kami yesh me mishum bishulei akum, lishta bas v'sharu. So these things, dogim tanim. The Ardi Vidasa are not the Cholim Chaim. They're not eaten raw. So therefore it's a problem. However, ain't only Al Shulchan Melachim. But yet they're also not all Al Shulchan Melachim. So the Lishna Kama, Yeshma Mishum Bishul Yachum. Right? Because they're not nechel chayim, but lishna bas v'sharu. Okay, so that's a nafkamina. That's a nafkamina. Okay, so we paskin again from both these kulas. You know, there's a discussion. You know, as we'll talk about, all the canned vegetables that we buy. You know, all you canned vegetables that we buy are all potential questions of Bishul Akum. Because they're cooked by Akum, and the Hashkacha is not there to turn on the, you know, again, we don't have Mashkech Tamidi on the, you know, on every vegetable company, or else Eladov herself, you can't. You can't have such a thing. Every potato chip company, every vegetable company, so that's part. So some want to say that the heter is that's not all shulchan malachim. That that's not that a state dinner. They wouldn't serve such. They would serve, you know, freshly. Cooked things, and that's something that's just from a can. And then the heter that we mentioned yesterday is also a discussion as well, namely, maybe if the whole issue is mishum chasnus, So then, maybe in a situation where it's a mass-produced company, maybe the whole bishulachim shouldn't apply. Take a look on page 8 in the Ra'ah and the Berak HaBayis. Because you're baking in a bakery, and you're not having to cook for yourself, So the Ra'ah, and you have to see, maybe this fits in with the Ra'ah Shita that we discussed yesterday about that Azlin and Basar Hashta against the Rashba, that he's very into bottom line, is it Ikruvi Daito or not? And therefore you shouldn't be Azlin and Basar Hashta. So he's the one here. And there are other Achronim that talk about this as well, that that Bechlal, when it's something that is not Shaykh Ikruvi Daita at all, it's, you know, so this is a different heter than the heter that, you know, that they're not going to serve at the state dinner, they're not going to serve, you know, the vegetables from the cans. This is not stam. There's no kiruv das when it's and that's there are several achronim that have that discussed this this type of heter. This came up. I mean, you know, every several years the tuna fish issue is you know, always revisited. You know, like Rabbi Ganak always used to say, the two issues, the brain death and tuna fish, they're always revisited every couple of years. You know, what's the story with these issues? You know, so part of the issue of the tuna fish is the kashrus of the tuna fish. Do you need a mashgiach tamidi on the tuna fish or not? That's a separate issue. But then part of the issue that comes into the Bishul Akum is the tuna fish is the Bishul Akum, no different than any. It's just not another thing to throw into the. Somehow tuna fish became like such a, you know, controversial issue. At different times, you know, different controversies, you know, always come back, and then they calm down, and then they flare up again. And you know, if you're around long enough, you know, you see all these things. So
can you be tuna fish raw though? What's the...
No. So we're not saying it's the heter of eating tuna fish raw. We're saying that the heter, you know, of the heter of tuna fish is maybe isn't that it's not all shulchan malachim. Maybe they will. Or if you assume that that is made by a company, there's no kiruv das. And that Rav Abadi told me was Rav Aaron Cutler's. You know, in Lakewood in the old days, they used to eat tuna, regular tuna fish. Not I don't know if it even had a hashkacha. Used to have, and that was what they. That's what they did. That's what Rav Aaron held. That tuna fish is enough. That is that the government law is that you can't. If you say you're serving tuna fish, you have to have tuna fish. It can't be something else. And that would be enough of a samchus that that it's okay. So today we don't go that far. We at least get some type of hashgacha, and then the other sheet, perhaps Rav Moshe held, and is that you need more than that. But the Baron Kotler held the other way. And then the issue is the Bishul Akum issue. So that Rav Abadi thought that, you know, that Mikra Din, this heter also of not of the companies also could be a heter for Bishul Akum as well. And this would, you know, this would save the whole issue. Because then there's always a discussion, you know, potato chips also. I mean, anything you buy is potentially Bishul Akum. So then they talk about potato chips. So is it a din that the potato chips have to be all Shulchan Malachim, or is it enough that potatoes, or is it that particular min? I think years ago Rabbi Willick said that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was machmir and potato. I mean, that would mean you wouldn't eat potato chips. Okay, maybe that would be good. No. But the minhag is we eat potato chips. That's what can I tell you? That's the minhag. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, Gemara still has these. So Mikra Din, it's the right. Unless you say that part of the government laws are that they can't be ma'ariv things, and then that would, you know, just like we're, you know, the cool of Kol of Yisrael, etc. Okay. Okay, so now we have to discuss a couple more things. What is the procedure now? Okay, so take a look on page 3. Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. So let's do first 6 lines from the bottom. Vamer of Asiyam of Yochanan Koshu Kumachal Ben Drusai. Aimbo Mishum Bishuli Akum. Ha'inu Kumachal Ben Drusai, Yeshbo Mishum Bishuli Akum. So what the Gemara is saying here is something that was already cooked by a Jew, and it's already machal ben drusai, means it's a third cooked already. So then, even if the guy finishes it off, it's already cooked enough by the Jew, and it's ein bo mishum bishul yakum. Now, Rishonim speak about what about the reverse case? What about if the guy cooked it, Machal Ben Drusai? Could the Yisrael finish off the cooking, and that would say, could the Yisrael finish off the cooking, and that would be enough, or not? Because on one hand, we could say the Machal Ben Drusha is the cutoff point. So just like if the Yisrael cooked a Machal Ben Drusha, so the fact that the Goy is continuing on doesn't make a difference. What do we say? No. That what we say that machal, this din is a kula, meaning if the Jew did it k'machal ben drusai, the guy's not going to, his further bishul is not going to be bekalkel. But if the guy did it k'machal ben drusai, we don't necessarily say l'chumra that anything that's done afterwards is a nothing. So that's the question. So take a look in the Rashba on page 7. So the Rashba says, "Hinecho v'kachovim v'yigia machmas masov b'machal ben drusai." Afal pi shabo Yisrael v'gomer bishulo hareza osa. V'shakol shigia l'machal ben drusai harehu k'mevushok. So the Rashba says that it works both ways. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. In other words, the Jew did it. If the Jew did a k'machal ben drusai, then the guy can't be mekalkel anymore. And if the guy did a k'machal ben drusai, then the Jew's finishing it off is also a nothing. In other words, anything after the machal ben drusai point is k'misha'eno. Now it happens to be that this. So that's this Rashba. That's this Rashba. And let's look in the Rush. Page 10. Easy Misha Osir Tavchil Shebishlo V'Kachavim K'machal Ben Drusai V'Gomer Yisrael. The Rosh says, I saw someone who was Oser, meaning the Rashba. V'rayaso midasharin and heichet shebishlo Yisrael k'machal ben drusai v'gomer b'yadok ha'chovim v'im yuchim mishul yakum. Al machoshiv k'mevushal v'im bishul achar bishul. So that's the Rashba. And it happens to be, Rabbi Osei, when you learn Hilchos Shabbos, so you know that there's a din of ein bishul achar bishul, right? By Dover Yavish. If something is mevushal already, so then if you're going to do it on Shabbos and put it on the fire, you're not going to violate a nisa d'araisa. You might violate a nisa d'rabbanan, but you're not violating a nisa d'araisa. So the question is, what's called mevushal legabe hilcha Shabbos, that if on Shabbos you did it a second time, that you don't violate a d'araisa? So it happens to be there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba on this nekuda, that the Rashba says machal ben drusai is the cutoff point, and once it's machal ben drusai ain't bishul achar bishul, and the Rambam says no, machal ben drusai is just a shiur to be mechayiv, but if you finish it off till mevushal kol tzorcha it's also a daraisa, ain't bishul achar bishul is only in mevushal kol tzorcha, then you say. Ein bishul achar bishul. So the Achronim, you know, put this Rashba in light of that other Rashba. There's a tshuva, I think, in the Avnei Nezer about it, v'chule. Okay. So this could be a general, as some point out, a general sheet of the Rashba. But he says, v'li nira, says the Rosh, de lahakel asukim v'vushu v'lo lahachmer. that this is only said lahakel, not lahachmer. Meaning lahakel, if the Jew did it, then the guy's not going to ruin it if he doesn't. But not lahachmer, meaning if the guy did kemachal ben Jusai and the Jew finishes it off, that's okay also. Okay, so this is a yisoidistik and machlokas. Between the Rashba and the Rush. And we'll have to see how we pass him. So you want to take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 19, Kuf Yud Gimel Tes. Vishla Ovik Kachovim Kemachal Ben Jusai V'Gomro Yisrael Yesh L'Esor V'Im Kein Hu Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif V'Yesh Hefzid Meruba B'Dover. So the Mechaber says that really you shouldn't eat it unless it's a Shas Hadcha. So it's Erev Shabbos, and this is all you have. Erev Yontif, Yehesh Hesed Meruba. But the Ramah is more Mako. Yehesh Matirim B'cholinim. So the Ramah is, in general, you'll see in Bishul Akum, the Ramah, you know, in all of Yoredeya, what we learned, the Ramah is always the one who's Machmer in everything. You know, the Chaber says something, and the Rambam says Nogum Lesor, right, all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, well, Bishul Akum is where he has his Koach de Hetera in Bishul Akum. Yish Matirim B'chol Inyan. Okay. Now, there's another very fundamental machlokas between the Mechaber and Ramah in Bishul Akum. And this is, I would say, the most important machlokas between the Mechaber Ramah in these halachas. And it's found on page 18. Kuf Yud Gimel Zayin. Let's see Vav first. Kol Shebishlo Yisrael Ma'at Bishulo Bein Bitchil Bein Besof Mutar. Vichem Yiniachu V'Kacham Basar Kedera Al Gabe Eish V'Hafak Yisrael B'Basar V'Higis Pekteira V'Higis Yisrael V'Gomer Ho V'Kachavim Hareza Mutar. Whereas as long as the Israel is involved in the Bishul process. Now, according to the Mechaber, Lechatchila means before it gets Machal Ben Jusai, he has to be involved in the Bishul process. But as long as he's stoking, even if the guy put the food on the fire, but Yisrael stokes, you know, he turns over the food, you know, like pancakes, you know, you turn it over. Higis, Bikdera, doing something to the food is mutter. Again, according to the Mechaber, it's mutter only if he does it before it gets to Machal Ben Jusai. And this is a Gemara on that daf. But then in Siv Zayin, and this is the key here. Ein shgira satanu mo'elis. Ela bepas. Aber b'shar mizbashlam ein shgira satanu v'lo hadlokas ha'esh malav morid. Ela hanocha dafka. So, this is the most important chumrah of the Mechaber here. Namely, that he says that if a goy puts the food on the fire, that's bishalakum. In order for to be mutter, the Jew has to do something to the guf ha-food. He has to stir the food. But if all he does is what? Turns on the fire or stokes the fire, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. So Rabosai, according to this Mechaber, it's all over. Basically, you can't eat anywhere. Because all these cafeterias, all they have goyish cooks. So they all rely that the mashgiach turns on the fire in the morning. He doesn't do the cooking. The goyim do the cooking. The mashgiach turns the fire in the morning. So the Mechaber says, bishalakum. So half the restaurants, he can't eat in. Cafeteria, maybe in the cafeteria here. So that's the big shaila for the Sfardim. How do the Sfardim meet? That's the question. How do the Sfardim meet? That's the question. So Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah who comes through for us in the clutch here. He says, V'yesh cholkim. You know, V'yesh cholkim. See, he comes through when we need him, right? He says, V'yesh cholkim, v'svir lehu da'adlakas ha'esh, v'chitei b'kachol mahani l'inyin bishul, k'mo l'inyin pas. So it's a strange type of halacha. In other words, just like we said by Pasachim yesterday, as long as the guy, the Yisrael, you know, we said Sholosh Malachas Papas, and one of them is putting it on. But one of them is just dealing with the fire. So Mechaber says, dealing with the fire, that's just for Pasachim. For Bishul Akum, you have to deal with the food itself. And the Ramah says there's no chiluk. Chay noagim. A few chitui below kavana mahani. And then maybe even hishlik lakisim, etc. I think Rav Heinemann has this cool about a light bulb in the oven. Turn on the light bulb, and that could add heat. And maybe that's good enough. I don't know. But so this is the, if you want to pick one machlokas here, that the whole world is turning on, it's this machlokas. Then, I don't know, you have to think about, you know, you should, you know, I'll leave it to you, to the Falco, what's the svara of this? Like, why should it, Rav Lichtenstein, many years, I don't remember, I don't know if I was totally at the shir, but he gave a shir once in the kolo here, about discussing why should there be a chiluk between Bishul and Pas, that maybe, I don't know if he said this, but maybe he said, you know, they passed the judge's din in the heker, so as long as some heker, but bishul maybe is a din in, I don't know. You have to think about what the machlokas is totally on. That I'll leave you to discuss amongst yourself. But the bottom line is la halacha. So this is machlokas mechaber amah. So the Sfardim have a problem here, right? To eat in many restaurants, or chasanas, or, you know, almost everything of public nature. you know, almost everything of public nature is going to have some sort of, usually is going to have this issue, because they're not going to have the, you know, mashgiach, you know, where you have non-Jewish cooks, where, which many are. Of course, if you have Jewish cooks, then you don't have a problem. So we'll get to how the Sfardim will deal with it in a second. So now let's deal with something else. And that is also a big issue. Issue for a lot of Sfardim, maybe some Ashkenazim. It's the maids. The maids. The maids in the house. So that could be a big issue with the maids. You have non-Jewish maid. And recently someone called me up and said that, you know, and they mean well. They all mean well. That's the thing. They all mean well. And they see some raw meat on the thing. So they figured, you know, they'll help out and they'll, you know, cook it, you know. And then it all, you know, and these are some of the problems that, these are some of the problems that we have in life for the non-Jewish maids. Hey. What can I tell you? Okay. So, so there's a lot to say about... So first, let me show you a couple of important shitas on these matters. Take a look on page 3. First, top tosis, Lamed Chesem et Aleph. Page Rashi, the Rabbanan goes to Mishum Chai Shem Yachilenu. Okay, pain, and then if you want to see, Rabbi Ganak wrote a whole kuntras trying to say a teretz for these rashis. Okay, whatever it is. Omer Harav, Rabbi Avram, Rabbi David. The Ravid, one of the Ravids. And this is his big kula, the kula of the Ravid. The Vade Shlokas also Chacham Kshavik Chav Mevashlam Bebeisa. V'Avchshu Mevashlam Bebeisa Shal Yisrael Ein Lochus Lo Lachasnus Lo L'Shem Yachilenu Dvarim Tameim. So the kula is that he says the whole din of Bishul Akum, if it's done in the Goyisha house. If it's done in the Yisrael's house, no problem. So according to the Ravid, all the maid issues are not going to be a problem. When the maid cooks your food in your house, so that's not a problem. The kir of das is when they do it in their house, and then they're going to invite you over, and that's going to be the kir of das. But if it's done in your house, ein mishum bishul akum, v'lo hodu lo Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam would not be maskim. The vade came in shomer kachov mevashel lo chilku klal chachomim bein rishus haYisrael rishus over kachovim. So this is a one very important machlokas here between the Raven and Rabbeinu Tam, where the Bishul Akum applies to Beis Yisrael, and we'll have to see how we paskin on this shaila. So that's one issue. Okay, this Raven and then there's a Tshuvas HaRashba on page 12. Shail Shvachos Ewa Knuyus Lanum Dinam Ever Orel Hakashim Knuyus Lamasi Deim Yug Bechlau Gzeiru Seim. What's the din of Shvachos? So the Rashba says, Shvachos, for what purpose? You didn't tell me. The Shoel didn't, you know, what's the din of Shvachos? Are they Bechlau Gzeiru? Which Gzeiru? What are you talking about? So you want to know the second paragraph. Vadeim b'chlal gzeiras magon b'yayin shal Yisrael. Gzeir of yayin stam yeinam b'chlal. El yesh mu yosem shal she'im lo bishule ava k'chav ha'shvacha shalonu l'hotir. So some say that they're not b'chlal what? Bishulakum. So nos nim tam le devreim she'in Yisra bishul el m'gzeiras chasnus. Vein gzeiras chasnus v'kiriv das al misha osa mitzonol avas Yisrael. Meaning, if you have somebody, your nice next-door neighbor who's not Jewish, who out of the kindness of her heart cooks you a nice roast beef dinner, so that's going to cause kirv das. But perhaps if somebody is a high, is an employee, somebody is just a worker, and they're doing it, so maybe there's no kirv das in that. And Mimela, there's no din bishalakum, and that perhaps is what the question was about. And he says there are those that say that, the Rashba says yesh mi rabosei nuzal who say that, and he thinks that's the svara. But the Rashba writes mikol mokom ein divrei b'chuvarim beinenu ein anu somchim oze el shenogim anu isur b'bishulein b'afil b'diyat. And the Rashba thinks it's not such a good kula. Oh, so again, so we have this machlokas the Ravid and Rabbeinu Tam, we have this machlokas the Rashba and the Raboseinu, and now let's take a look in the Issur v'Hetter on page 11. So the Issur v'Hetter says, he also speaks about the Shvachas, but he has another take about the Shvachas. He says, yeah, many people have Shvachas who are cooking in their house. So what's the pshat? So as you can say later, if you hold from the Hetter of Beis Yisrael, so that's the Hetter. Very good. If you hold of the Hetter that the Rashba quoted and rejected, that's also good. And he says a practical thing. Yisrael sheish lo shivcha ina Yehudi shemavashalos lo regilos hanoshim lios motzo yitzal eish machshir nuso. No, there's no special Hetter. It's that it usually if you have a shivcha in your house, so the Jewish woman is there home also. You know, wasn't like today, the women were, in those days, the woman was, even if you have shivcha, she still was home. It's not like today everyone's working. Everyone was home. Everyone, Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, everyone was home. So the Jewish woman, she needed a shivcha to help her out a little bit. But basically, every 10 minutes, she would be checking and stoking the coals herself. So that's the Hetter. It's no special Hetter of Shivcha. It's the Hetter of Shivcha is only said in a case where the Balabasta is at home and she's helping out. So he says Rabbeinu Tam didn't like the Hetter of Beis Yisrael. Or he quotes from the Maram, and maybe it's mutter because the fire was made from a fire that, you know, existed. But not a special heter about Shvachos. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch, The Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. Take a look on page 17. Kuf Yud Gimel Dalet. Yesh Misha Matir B'Shvachah Kuf Yud Gimel Dalet. Yesh Misha Matir B'Shvachah Shalano. V'yesh Misha Oser V'afilu B'Diyad. So he quotes the different 2 days. And then the Shach, so again, but then, okay, so we have 2 days, but the question is, but we had like 4 pshatim and what the possible heters. Shvachos could be mutter midin Beis Yisrael. It could be mutter because there's no kir of das because you're a worker. It could be mutter because the woman is stoking the coals anyway. It could be mutter because it was used from a pre-existing fire. Or the Shach has another possibility. That the Shvachos Shalano says the Shach Sheknuyos Lanu Demlocha Ovar Ha'ovei Kachovim Yisrael Hu Muzolov B'Shabbos Min HaTorah V'Leisi B'Chal Ovei Kachovim V'Hilkach Leisi B'Chal Gzeres Chastas. Ad kan loshen shuvas haRamban. Uvahanach shvachas ma'ili means avolo b'shvachas shalano shabaratzos elu shein knuyus lano rach sheniskeru l'shana. Now the Shach say that when you have a woman that you hire in your house, a maid. That's Rashach says in this pshat, that has nothing to do with this whole halacha. The shivcha means that you own her. Like, you're right, you learn kedushin. The shivcha means you made a kinyan to own the person for their malacha. So we don't have that bezman hazeh. We don't have an evidivri. So maybe only those shvachos, but then you could say yodok yad balabais. So he's saying that, you mean even in the time of the Rashba? No, well, that's what the Shach is saying, that it's not relevant. So you're saying, so why did he... Yeah, well, Shvach HaShalon is just using the Lashon of the Rashba. So the Shach here... So which one is it? And he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, quotes all the different pshatim. And he says maybe the Iker Milsa, you know, maybe we be so mech the Yeshus Machadiv and Matir Mishuachu Beveis Yisrael, Udas Arayvid. Or because the Ramah says, but yevad yeshlus machadivre matir. That but yevad you can be somech on the divre matir. Afil chatchila nogim hakel beis Yisrael shashvachos avodim bevashlim beis Yisrael ki efshar shol yichate echad mibnei abayis ma. So the Ramah quotes beis Yisrael, but he clearly says it's not that I hold from the head of beis Yisrael. It's that beis Yisrael. Again, those days there was always someone home. There was always someone home. So, Beis Yisrael, most probably, but because according to Ravid, the heter of unless one could say the Ravid never meant it, that the whole thing is a mistake in the Ravid, that the Ravid only meant this also, that Beis Yisrael. But the way the Tosas quotes the Ravid is that no, there's a heter of Beis Yisrael. But the way the Ramah is saying that Beis Yisrael, we can rely because. Most probably you stoked. But then it comes out that if we know you didn't, then there's no kulam. And if that's the ikar reason, then he quotes the svar of the Rashba. So he says, so maybe, but then in the end he says, the svara that the Rashbas didn't like. So he says, it's mistaber that when the Mechaber is quoting the Matirim, he's quoting the Matirim from the Tshuvas HaRashba, who's saying the svara of Kiruv Das. So then when the Ramah is saying the that Yesh Lismoch, the svara HaMatir, Shekosov Mechaber, Mitam Zeh, who is Zeh Kosov HaRav, Yesh Mucha Lehm B'dievet. El Beis Yosef, V'darki Moshe, Lo Nizkar Tam Zeh. So that would be a good bikula, meaning this svara that when somebody's a worker for you, in other words, the svara that the Rashba rejected, that maybe that's what the Mechaber is quoting as the Matirim, and he doesn't like that, and then the Ramah saying, well, Yesh Lismoch, you know, Adivrei HaMatirim, would mean based on the svara that the Rashba rejected. He's saying that we can be so mechan b'di'evet. So that would be a very big cool. Oh, so it's like this. Rav Avadi Yosef on page 27 has to take care of his people. His people were losing weight. So he's saying that Bate Malon, Umisadot, hotels and restaurants, that there's a Mashkiach and the Kashrus, Mitam Harabonot, Haroshis, Hamakomis, and they have a Tudas Kashrus, Baram Hatabach, Shemavashal, Snapshilan, Eluhu Aravi, Arab, cook, El Shakasakis Ace, Al Tanuri Habishal, and Afir Nasis al De Israel, Shumashkir Hakashus, Imutu Lechol, Mitafshil and Elo Lochashashis, Bishop Goy. So he goes through the discussion, and basically Kedarko, and he discusses the different shitas. And Kedarko, he makes a Sveikul Lekula. Take a look on page 29, the left side. Miata benidon didon yesh lanu ha-ta'amim ha-eil l'hokyal b'tzir v'tam ha-rishon sh'Yisrael madlik as ha-esh. Im kein yesh lanu Sveikul Lehatir. Shem ha-halocha ka poskim ha-sovim sh'gam b'shule goyim b'tiru b'hesek al da'i Yisrael v'loro paka akum. Im tibzol ma kedive ha-chokim shem ha-locha ki-omrim sh'apolim muskorim b'yis Yisrael yesh l'hokyal. So that's what he wants to say, that maybe the Sephardim could rely on the Sfek Sveka. That maybe it can be so mech on, maybe the Ramah is right, that the fact that the Mashkiach lights the fire is good enough. And even if not like the Ramah, but maybe the Heter of Poalim, of the fact that there's no Kiruv Das by employed workers, you take a look on the left, the right side. This, it comes up every once in a while that somebody, the maid, this is the Shaila, the maid cooked the meat. She took all the Shabbos food and she cooked it. She wanted to do a favor for her, you know, she knows the woman of the house is busy, and so she saw the food, so she said, okay, I'll be nice and do it. So that's the question. Do you have to throw out the food now? So he quotes here the Knesset Gedolah says Ushasat Chag Yesh Lismoch Al Svaras Harashba B'Tziruf Das Harayvid Shlo Gozro B'Shulei Akum B'Beis Yisrael. So maybe you can be Mitzarev the Svar of the Rayvid together with the. The svar of the Ravid of Beis Yisrael together with what? together with this svara of the skirin. And Rav Abadi in his Sefer on page 31 also discusses this. Aspire to shorot alechol b'chasana. And the Mashkiach is Ashkenazi, so what's the story? So he thought that the same idea. Came to Israel based on the Mahakil, Dasa Ramoa, and she to Shari Sharm, Dain al Skim Polam, Din Bishalachim. Faksha Masarech, it's a goy, Shabishal Nasa, Pesa Goy, Azosu. So obviously, the question is, you know, these. So that's what they, that's what someone who be making based on these tzirufim. You know, I think they asked the Shaila to years ago to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik or something about the cafeteria, you know, for Sfarim to eat in the cafeteria. I think he had another. Some other stud cooler. I have to revise exactly what he said. I don't want to misquote. It wasn't based on these svaras necessarily. So the question is, you know, is it right to use, to rely on this for ofen kavua? You know, it's one thing when it happens, one thing when you're invited to a, you know, but. You know, and then Bez Hashem in June, one of the things we'll be doing that we didn't do in Taruvus is the Klali Sfek Sveka. Which Klali Sfek Sveka we can spend the whole year just doing Klali Sfek Sveka. But we're not going to do that. So, but at least we should know some basics of Klali Sfek Sveka. So it's always a discussion, what are you mitzayif to Sfek Sveka, what you're not. But this is... this is the Stadim Lakula. Now, just a couple of things more. What about, do you have to, and this comes up all the time, do you have to machshir the kelim for Bishalakim? So this is a machlokus between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba says you have to be machshir the kelim. You have to be machshir the kelim. Why? Because bishalakum is a chazal made a chefter shal iser. You'll tell me iser drabbanim are only iser gavra. So that's so simple. Ayin, Rav Yosef Engel, others. It's a whole. It's far from pashut that just to say that it's only iserik. Rabbanan is all of the Gavra. Not so simple to say that. And that's the Rashba. The Rashba writes. The Rashba writes this. We'll find in a second. And the Ra'ah says, what are you talking about? Kirav Das. By Tam, meaning they're always very into the practical. Is this going to bring Kirav Das? Meaning, if somebody cooked, if I have a good roast beef that somebody, this guy cooked, so then this guy who had it, maybe he'll consider going out with his daughter because he'll know he'll have good food. You know, but if I don't eat the food, I just eat from the kelim that had the food in it once. 10 hours ago, it's not going to do it. The tam of that's going to come out of the kelim is not going to create any kiruv das. So Meila the Ra'ah says, Chazal goes there on the be'en. They weren't goes there on the tam. So there somewhere in the packet. This machlokas, you'll take a look. It's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Berak and the Rav and the Berak Abayis, and it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, page 20. Zayin keim shabishul b'mavuk chavim lefaneinu dvarim sheish b'hem mishum bishul akum tzrichim hechsher. That's the Rashba shita. Yesh omim she'ain tzrichim. So the pashtus is that the mechaber is paskening meikar adin that you need hechsher. So that's what many rabbanim paskin, that you need hechsher. That if the guy messes up, you need hechsher. What I once told you when we were learning the sugya of machvas is that I thought that by a machvas you don't have to do libun, because at least you can be so mech on, make a sfek sfek, just like the Grod made a sfek sfek, that by chometz, the mechaber paskins, you don't need libun to kasher a frying pan from chometz for Pesach because of the sfek sfek. So too over here, I thought that even if you are feeling too salomer, that a machvas normally needs libun, but you wouldn't need libun by whatchamacallit. You would not need libun by say bishul akum. Rav Abadi has a tshuva where he wants to have a svar to say that maybe. Maybe you don't need hechsher, but generally we most assume that you do need hechsher. Okay, but then he says a very important point, and that is afla divrei matzrichim hechsher. What if it's a kli cheres? So then you're up the creek. So then this is the famous Yerushalmi. That even though you can't kasher a kli cheres, right? But if you do hagola 3 times, you can kasher it. Magil sholosh pamim. So that's the idea that sometimes people kasher the dishwashers by running the cycle 3 times. It's based on this halacha, which is quoted only in Shulchan Aruch by Hilchos Bishul Akum. It's Yerushalmi and Trumas.
It says
this is an Issa d'Rabbanan. Right. So the svara of the Mekilim, the Bala Iter, is that no Sintam of Gam is also only the Rabbanan. So maybe. So that's the question, whether you can use this Yerushalmi Lagabi all no sintam. The discussion is about Iftar, whether you can use this Yerushalmi for all no sintam of Gam. So it's assuming that dishwashers of porcelain are charis and need hechsher, then there's a question. So the poskim always say, do hagolot gimel pamim, because it's based on Yerushalmi and Trumas. But Yerushalmi and Trumas says only something that's only ikru midrabanan. So it's a jump to say that it's all drabanans. Because it says, Nesha Ainli is a ikru midaraisa. Meaning that Bishul Akum is a pure rabanan thing. It's not a daraisa thing at all. It's a pure rabanan thing. So then you have a din of this halakha. But who says that you could apply it to no same time of Gam? So that's a discussion the poskim have. And some are makel, but that's this this discussion. And then there's discussions here in the Pri Chadash. This is the old Pri Chadash. I guess when I was making this packet, I didn't have the new one accessible to me. So he discusses here question about Olos Shulchan Malachim Lafes Bos Hapas. Take a look in the Arch HaShulchan on page 26, the third column. He writes Beferish, second line. Nirish, Beshom Chazal Lafes Hapas Lav Dafka Urcha De Milsa Kama. Iker Tolei B'Davar Shul Chashiva So Olos Shulchan Malachim. Avol Pisha Nechol B'Fnei Atzmo. That was the thing I was telling you. In other words, is it something that, so he discusses the Prichadish. In one place he's mashma that it doesn't, it's not totally mamish on the past. There's a discussion of the Prichadish about coffee also. And maybe coffee, Shiloh Bishalakim by coffee, then he discusses maybe that's not a problem because it's not Lafis Bo Sapas. But then there's a question whether you really need it to Lafis Bo Sapas. I was always wondering again whether, you know, there's a story. This story I heard from Rav Schwab. So, Rav Schwab said over, and I heard it from him, that he was once by the Chazon Ish. And he was speaking to the Chazon Ish and learning. I remember he said that the whole time the Chazon Ish was, you know, very jolly, very, you know. But once he started speaking like a shayla and halacha, then the Chazon Ish got very, very serious and very pensive. And he was asking him about Bishalakum, I forget whether it was the sardines, or one of these shaylas, and the Chazon Ish was machmir. And he said, but it's not Olos Shulchan Malachim. And the Chazon Ish's response was, well, the king or the queen would eat it for breakfast. So that story always bothered me because, in other words, he was understanding Olos Shulchan Malachim literally, whether a king would eat it. And, I wasn't so convinced from the Lashon HaRambam that it's totally whether the king would eat it for breakfast in his own private thing. I don't know, but that's something to think about. That's, again, assuming that there would be a problem, that we discussed other possible heterim. Another important shaila that comes up, I don't know if I put it in the package or not, is microwaves. And this was an old thing with the donut store. What is it called?
Donuts.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts with the omelets. Some wanted to be Mako because it says in Shulchan Aruch that even though, let's see, we find that in Shulchan Aruch, that Kavush is Kimavusho, and we discussed this a little bit before, when we discussed Sugei Bishol, right? So in Kuv Yud Gimel, on page 20, Daksha Milcho V'Kachavim, and then Ramos says, Gam Kavush Einu Kimavusho, the Lasso of Bishol Shal Eish. So, Kovish is Einu Kimavushal, they only ask it Bishal Shal Eish. So, some want to say, based on that Ramoa, that a microwave is not Bishal Shal Eish. So, maybe it should be Mutter, and that was the Tzad Kula, and others disagree. Rav Abadi thought there should be Machmir in this, that it's not so Pashut, that. It's not so pashut that there's some makel on this issue. But if you know, certainly in your own house to have the goyish maid, the kaseder, put food in for you, in the microwave. I don't know if that's such a great thing. Maybe if you got stuck and they already did it, linyan b'diavad, you know, is another tsiruf of different svaras lakula. You know, if it's Beis Yisrael and it's skier and a microwave, you know. So that could be another sniff lakula. But the question is to go lechatchila, and that should be the setup, that you have your maid microwave the food for you, is not pasha.
Well,
what about
two parts of
the
shifra
thing?
Just in terms of the microwave, what about heating up? Like, already, would that be under the thing?
Yeah, well, no, that's already.
That's fine. Just in terms of the shifra, we were talking about, like, the woman, if the shifra just took the food and then cooked it, what if, like, she was directed by the boss of eyes, who was just maybe next show on the dinner? Would that be the same issues?
Yeah, same issues. I mean, whether she did it from the goodness of her heart or the woman of the house instructed her to do that.
Could we be more meaningful in the case where she was directed to? Because if she not do it, I mean, there would be no
Hashash
and
pure dust. Yeah, but I think it's all the same in the end.
Who's Kobea, whether or not you're cooking raw? Like, people are cooking raw.
Well, the most people, us normal people are Kobea. What can I tell you?
So is that a tuna and sushi. Now, it used to be people wouldn't eat it so much. Now, normally
eat
tuna raw sushi.
Okay, right. So that could be another tzad. Another tzad.
Is that true or not so much?
I don't know. People eat. Well, is what true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I hear. I mean, that could be another sniff.
It's still steamed.
What, the sushi?
No, the tuna, I think.
Right.
So there's still something happens to it.
Some of us don't eat sushi, okay?
Okay, so whether it's also, the Bavadi Kalim, even though we normally eat Mahmer, if we have any of this with Mahakel, should we have Mahakel?
It depends, you know, how. You know, it depends what situation you're in. Is it like, like if somebody's by their parents and their parents aren't so makbid on this and, you know, they're going to spend their whole life kashering kalim, you know, then maybe they, you know, you should take a look in the Or Yitzchak and Rabbi Badi's Truva. He has a svar to say that anyway, Rishalakim is Batal Barov, so Mamela it's always going to be, Tom is always going to be Batal Barov, so you shouldn't have to kasher. Ah, but the Mechaber says not that way, so that's where he quoted me the Gra, that sometimes the Mechaber, in this context, that it's, but look, if it happens one time, you know, so just kasher it, but if it's, you know, it depends on the particular situation. I mean, there is the Ra'ah that for sure, said that you, and even though the Iker Shita of the Mechaber is L'chumra, but, in certain situations, it could be as far as L'kula, B'mokam HaTzorach. You know, every situation is different. But if it happened one time, it's just, you know, so just kasher it and be Yotzei, L'chol Hadeus. And, you know, but if you're in a situation where there's, we have Bishul Akam rampant in the house, and it's a Bal Tshuva situation, so there could be Svaras of Kula also perhaps in that. But okay, I will say, so before we, so let me just say a couple of words here. Ezra Shem, we still have June Zman ahead of us, and today was, I think the 59th shir. Is that true? The Taruvah said 32, right? And this is 27 because we had the extra supplement.
Yeah,
so 59. Shishim chaser achas. So 59 shiurim. So, you know, it's a lot of things, but these are things that we learn here that, you know, you could use for the rest of your life. Because Bez Hashem, you know, kashrus is something that is nogea every day of your lives and your homes, and whether you become, you know, rabbanim in communities or you don't become rabbanim in communities, it's still something to know. And I want to impress upon you, you know, learning halacha is a, you know, a person could spend many years in yeshiva learning and not necessarily learning halacha. Learning halacha is a totally different mitzvah. And it's important because, you know, everyone has to observe halacha. So the question is, if you know the, you know, all the shittas, so you, then you can understand when you can be maker, when you can be machmir. You could, and especially if you're a rabbanim of community, so then you could be able to know when certain shittas could be used for certain people in certain situations. And whereas if you just learn halacha because you read some English summary book of this, and it's not going to tell you all the ins and outs, so then that's... And Yerodea, you know, what I try to make, you know, Yerodea to be a very enjoyable limud. And I think many people who learn for smicha, so Yerodea is very boring because most people who learn for smicha start just by opening up the Shulchan Aruch. And that's how they start. Just open up the Mechaber. Let's start. And if you start with the Mechaber and then you try to read the Shachs and this, it's like very... You don't see the whole picture and you don't... You know, then it could be just boring and just a bunch of facts and it's... You know, and this, you know... So, but if... As I always say, if the Mechaber is the last step on the train, not the first step on the train, then it could be a very enjoyable limud. So that's what I want to impress upon you. And so Bez Hashem, you should spend the weeks now doing Chazara. Rabbi Tuchman will be here to I'll be here also, but I'm going to be leaving Teretz Yisrael for 1 week. So Bez Hashem, I'll come back. I'll be around Bez Hashem. So if you want to discuss anything, but we should try to, you know, do the Chazara properly, take it on time, be responsible. And then you should really make a kinyan on this because, you know, a lot of times people learn for smicha, they just do it quickly and they don't remember it and because they never learned it properly in the first time. So if you learn it properly the first time, of course, the Yerodea is something always you can keep coming back to and learn it more and more. But I think we have here, a basis of a lot of yesodos here. And we saw everything inside, we were very makbid. And, you know, most people on Yerodea, they'll never see a Shari Dura inside or a Issa V'Heter inside or Taras Katas. You know, we might get to see every mocker inside that was relevant. The Halacha, all the Sefer Chumas and the Shari Duras and the Issa V'Heters and the Taras Katas and then the Taras Habayises and the Vedic Habayises and all these things. So it just makes it more alive. And when you just see it in the Shach, it's not the same when you went through it yourself. And then you see what the Shach added to it, or what the Shach, in yeshivas, learning halacha was always like a half an hour Mishnah Berurah in the morning. And you know what the Stipler says? The Stipler writes that he feels that when somebody's young, he should be very involved in Noshim and Nezikin. And that should teach him how to think. But then when he gets to a certain stage, he should be involved in learning halacha because he should use those kalim that he got when he was learning Nashim Nezikin and then learned for Asuge Shmaitza Aliva the Hilchasa. That's why traditionally in yeshivas learn Nashim Nezikin. And then the kolol, when somebody's already in kolol, that's when he learns Hilchas Shabbos and Yerodea and these things. So, Bez Hashem, we're looking forward to Chazor. I'd like to thank Rabbi Tuchman for helping out everybody and helping me out, helping everyone out. So he's a big asset to the shir. And Bez Hashem, we should do Chazar well, and then Bez Hashem finish off with a little Malicha, a little Shechita, a little Yayin Nesach, and these you know, things that are Nageya Lamaisa.
So Klal Gadol,
wow.
I'm happy to share.
Thank you
for giving.